Proclamation number 6406 of 19th of November, 1955. Fight against lies and error. Take up the fight against lies and error if you want to be my fighters on earth. Don't let yourselves be frightened by threats and don't let yourselves be persuaded by promises. Vigorously stand up for my word, for the pure, unadulterated teaching of Christ, which has experienced so many changes through people which you should correct in my name. I will not let you fall prey to misguided teachings if you are of the will to move in truth. And therefore the truth comes to you directly from me, and everyone can receive it again through you who seriously strives for the truth. Yet people's thinking is already so confused that they can no longer recognize what is right. That they are far more likely to doubt when the truth is offered to them than when the darkest error is presented to them. This is also a sign of the end times, that people speak different languages, that they can no longer understand each other. And that therefore there must be one who speaks in such a way that all can understand him. And this one will always instruct them on my behalf. He will be a servant and messenger whom the Lord himself sends to those who wander about in the night without finding the path which leads to the aim. But my adversary also has his helpers who likewise try to influence people and lure them ever deeper into darkness. You humans don't know the blessing that lies on spiritual knowledge which does not correspond to the truth. It is his weapon which brings him great success. And all of you humans are under his influence who oppose my pure truth, which is conveyed to you from above through my messengers. And only that which agrees with this truth can be a blessing for you. The great evil, however, is that most people don't ask whether the truth is conveyed to them. And as long as they do, they are also the suitable vessels into which my adversary can empty himself. As soon as the human being himself sincerely desires to only receive truth and to recognize it, he closes himself to those currents and it becomes light in him, so that he recognizes every error and banishes it from himself. But as long as this desire for truth is not present in people, their efforts to displace misguided teachings from their hearts will also be in vain, and thus the confusion of languages cannot be cleared up either. People will not understand each other, yet everyone will believe that they speak correctly and walk the right path. People who walk the earth in darkness only lack the desire for truth. And this desire is free will. But anyone who stands in the truth should not cease to stand up for this truth. Again and again he should try to shake people up mentally, he should illuminate the misguided teachings in such a way that they clearly stand out as wrong. He should encourage people to search, he should also reproach them for their spiritual inertia which thoughtlessly accepts everything that is put in front of people in terms of spiritual knowledge. And he shall refer them to me myself and only assure them of what comes from me as valuable and true. And everyone who turns to me myself and desires it is guaranteed to arrive at the truth. And very few people do the latter, but since truth originates from me myself, it can also only be received by me myself. All people should bear this in mind. Even those who think they are wise, for they err as long as I myself cannot instruct them because they do not turn to me. Amen.